Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Christine Zampaglione, the Vice President of Marketing at Stanton. Christine, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Thank you so much for having me.
You're doing a little something different from a marketing perspective, and you're reaching the influencers, the decorators. We'll get to that in just a minute. First, a little background. You've been at Stanton for about 6 years, and before that, you were at Cravit for 18 and a half years, and that's part of what we want to talk about today, right?
That is correct. I've been here almost 6 years, going by fast.
It used to just be known as an upscale carpet and rug company. Now you've expanded into different categories, and all that seems to be doing well. Tell us, how's business right now?
Business is challenged. You know, I think we're seeing that out in the market. As you know, Stanton is really focused on the mid to high end side of the market, and that has more stability in terms of the designer business that we're going to talk about. But entering into hard surface and these new categories is really, really propelling the company. That's the growth engine right now. So we've entered into quite a few categories over the past 2 years, the latest being engineered fine hardwood. So it's been exciting to see this growth, and we're really excited about the future. We're approaching hard surface the same way we approach soft surface from a style and design perspective.
We need to mention real quickly that in our July issue, we ran our retail survey, and you guys did really well. Congratulations on that. The dealers that are out there that filled out that survey are seeing your leadership in the area of design, aren't they?
Yes, it was really a feather in our cap to receive those accolades. We know that we're well positioned on the soft surface side, but to see those dealers recognizing us for hard surface means that we're a player in both categories. So it was really exciting for us, super helpful for our sales team to be able to talk about that and really opening some doors to get us in the hard surface category.
Well, bringing Jim and Stefan was a smart move. He's doing a good job with you. All right, so let's go. First, let's talk about it. Surfaces this year. We did a video, and you showed your Stanton Studio display, which you were rolling out. Tell us how your market penetration is doing on that and how that's performing.
Yeah, we've really been undergoing quite the evolution over the past 2 years. As you know, Stanton has had this portfolio of brands for a really long time, and we really analyzed our business and our retailers. And consistently, Stanton was the brand that people recognized. So we're approaching the market now as a branded house instead of a house of brands. That really is the evolution. We're trying to put a lot of the marketing effort towards the name that is known, which is Stanton. So with that, we consolidated our portfolio of brands under the Stanton name and put all of our products in one studio display. We know that the consumers really don't look for the brand. They're looking for pattern, color. So we organize the studio in a way that is meaningful to the consumer and easier for the RSAs to be able to sell. So it's categorized by pattern, performance, and texture. The response to it has been really, really positive. We're excited. We're seeing these studios pop up throughout the country, and it really transforms their showrooms. It's a modern look and an easy-to-shop consumer experience.
Yeah, I was impressed with the look of it. You know, it's white, so it doesn't interfere with the design of the product itself. If you go all in, which I know a lot of your dealers do, it's a substantial display unit. What is it, about 20, 24 feet long? And has a lot of options in it, right?
It does. What we did was essentially separate our products by machine made and hand loom. So we're offering two studios. One is the Signature Studio and the other is the Artisan Studio. And the Artisan Studio is a combination of all of our hand loomed brands. It's quite impressive, and it really is a design destination within our retailer showroom. And it's not for everybody. We're approaching this to the people who really were carrying our full portfolio, that it's a much better showroom experience and it's much easier organization.
Let's talk about your past, your 18 and a half years at Cravit, and how that's led to you being able to license a line of soft surface products that are being promoted to the decorator, right?
Correct. Cravit is probably the most well-known brand to the trade. So they sell fabric, furniture, trim, wall covering, the full portfolio of home furnishings, and they are to the trade only. So designers understand that brand, they know that brand, they love that brand. And coming to Stanton, I saw an opportunity to really focus in on the designer market. So our goal in this collection is to really, really drive designer business to our retailers. We are not selling direct to the designers, we are marketing direct to the designers to push that business towards our retailers. Every survey that's done, we know that the designer segment is pretty stable, and that is consistent business. So this is an opportunity for our retailers that are taking on the program to really, really have something differentiated in their showroom. We look to Kravit for their keen pulse on color and pattern. So we worked collaboratively with their design team and our design team, and the collection is something that is really, really unique. The color stories that we're telling are on trend, and the quality of this collection is superb. It's been exciting to see that rolling out into the field, and I think it's going to be really, really helpful for our retailers to build and grow that designer business.
All right, so I think there's 91 SKUs in this licensed carpet collection. If somebody's listening to that and they want to know a little bit more about it, how can they find out about the Kravit licensed products from Stanton?
This collection is really targeted to select retailers. It's an opportunity for them to have something unique. It is a limited distribution, so we're not blanketing the market with this. It's for those retailers that currently have a lot of designer business. And if somebody is interested, they can contact their local sales rep and learn more about it.
All right. So the upper end of the market is the one that's actually got some life right now. And that's where the decorators are usually involved, right?
Correct. The market is challenged right now. But that higher end consumer really doesn't get impacted by market fluctuation. So consistency and evergreen business is what we're trying to capture. That designer is a repeat customer, whereas the consumer is maybe doing their floors or carpets every 5 to 7 years.
And that Kravit brand, as you know, since you worked there for 18 and a half years, is a fifth generation family-owned brand, right?
Correct. We're two brands that are family started. And recently, Kravit was also purchased by Dunes Point, which is our private equity firm.
Oh,
so now
okay,
we are also
that.
Sister brands in the portfolio of the private equity company.
Oh, very interesting. All right, Christine, appreciate you spending time with us and telling about what's been going on with Stanton. Again, been talking to Christine Zampaglione, the Vice President of Marketing with Stanton, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.